Thank you, appreciate it. Sit down, let's go, we gotta hurry. Thank you. Appreciate it. God bless you. Good folks, sit down. All right, thank you. Sit down. All right, glad you're here, good. Y'all are insane. Insane. Much learning has made thee mad. Amen. I'll tell you what. I told Brother Douglas, I said, shut up. Hey, girl. I told Brother Douglas, I said, Brother Douglas, I really didn't have much time to study and I haven't done this much, you know, this preaching stuff. So I told him, I said, I was thinking about just dismissing the college and giving everybody, just give everybody A's on all the rest of your finals. I told him, I said, if I did that, the students would be all for it, but the administration would probably be upset with me. He said, no, I think the administration be with you on it. Don't get your hopes up. You got to finish your finals, all right? Sorry. It's all right. Hey, another day, another A. That's your motto, all right? Another day, another A, no problem. My wife last night, after we had our soul winning visitation, she said, you preaching in chapel at college tomorrow? I said, yes, honey, I am. And she said, well, please tell everybody hi and Merry Christmas. Now, how many of you know my wife? Okay. Those of you who know her, Merry Christmas and hi. How many of you do not know my wife? Okay. She said hi and Merry Christmas to you, all right? And so I said, all right, honey, I'll be sure to do that. Creighton, you're my witness, all right? Sunday, you can tell her. Creighton is from my church, and I hesitate to say that, but I didn't know you were going to be here today, man. Yeah. He came just to hear me preach, didn't you? No, he came for that girl over there. That's the only reason he came, for Ashlyn over there. That's it. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, I'm just going to read you a verse that says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye may shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. Let me say, young people, God wants you to have a wonderful, beautiful, great life. He has wonderful plans for you. And some of you are going to be someday standing here where I'm standing now and preaching. You don't know it, but someday you will. You'll be in a pulpit somewhere. You'll be on the mission field. You'll be leading a choir like the lady led these girls. And the girl did a great job this morning. Y'all did awesome, man. That was good. Can I join your choir? No, okay. And they heard me sing before. No way. The Lord has wonderful things for you, but the devil wants to destroy you. And I'm not telling you anything new. You know that. The devil wants you, but he wants you more than he wants most people. You know why? He wants the top Christians. And I'm going to tell you this. I know we rail on you a lot and we tell you that you need to get this right and that right. And you do need to get it right. But some of the finest Christian young people in the world sit in this room here today. You got a few rascals, but most of you, most of you, you have a heart for God. You know, I come to chapel and I hear the preachers preach. And, you know, somebody could get up here and they could just quote a verse and give an invitation, and half the crowd would be down here. You know? Now, what that is that shows me that you have a heart for God. That shows me you want to do right. That shows me that, hey, I want to live a Christian life. I want to be a victorious Christian. And the devil would like to have you as a trophy. He would like to destroy you. And the devil will destroy some of you folks in here. But I'm going to show you how he'll destroy you. It's not like you think it will be. But many times the devil will do these things to try to ruin you. And he wants you as a trophy. And by the way, coming up the holiday season, this is a time where he really works overtime on you. And he wants to destroy you and hurt you. Now, Javon, where are you? Come on up here, Javon. How you doing, Javon?
How you doing?
Where are you from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Yep. What part of Michigan?
Port County, Michigan.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. We won't hold that against Michigan. All right. Javon, we're going to have to pray because I hear that Javon's kind of quiet and timid and shy. But I'm going to show you today how the devil's going to destroy you. Here's the thing. Javon, just stay right there, all right? I'll tell you what to do. The Bible says, put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, have the shield of faith, your sword of the Spirit, and boy, you're armed against the devil. And when you have that armor on, you have that spiritual armor on, the devil comes to you and he says, you know, you're too tough for me, man. I'm not going to fight you. You got your helmet of salvation, you've got the sword of the Spirit, you got your shield of faith, you got your breastplate of righteousness, you've got your loins girded about with truth, you've got the gospel shod with the free. You got the, you know what I'm talking about. And give me a break, okay? So the thing is you come out and say, okay, devil, come on, I'm ready for you. I've got my shield of faith, I've got my sword of the Spirit, I'm ready for you. And the devil says, whoa. Too much for me. I can't handle that, man. You're too tough for me. And the devil, what he'll do, listen carefully, the devil will do like this. Have you ever seen or heard of a bullfighter? And he gets in a ring with a bull. And the bullfighter, the bull is way bigger than the bullfighter. Right? The bull is way bigger than the bullfighter, okay? If the bullfighter takes on the bull, he takes on that bull and he takes him on, you know, if he grabs him around the neck, whoop, he tosses him. If he grabs that bull by the feet, he kicks him. The bullfighter is no match for him. By the way, the devil's no match for you as far as goes with you keep the things of God and you keep the armor of God on. But what the bullfighter does in order to destroy the bull, he has to distract the bull. Have you ever seen it before? What he does, you got the bullfighter. You've got the bullfighter here, and he's going to fight. Do not be afraid. This will not hurt you. This is for your protection. All right, do not be afraid. When I walk down the streets like this, it puts fear in the heart of no one. All right. Now, a bullfighter gets in the ring, and what does he have? He has a cape. Right? He has a cape. And he fights the bull. He knows that he cannot defeat the bull head to head. He can't do it. So what he has to do is he has to have something, a distraction. So he has a cape. So he has a bull. So your bulls have horns. No. Horns. Bulls have horns. Bulls paw the ground with your horns. There we go. All right. And bulls snort. Yeah. And what happens is the bullfighter gets in there and goes, toro, toro. Now, he goes, toro, toro. And the bull comes. The bull comes. It goes like that. And all the people say, ole. Ole! No, not a pitiful ole. You go, ole. Ole! Get your hand out here. Ole! Ole! Both hands. Ole!
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 Oil love. Okay. So what happens? The bull is over there. He's got his horns. He's pawing the ground. He's wanting to kill the bullfighter. The bullfighter can't take him on, so he goes, Toro, Toro, Toro. And the bull goes around there. Toro, 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 Toro. Ole, yes, all right, good. It's working out good, man. You're making a good bull there. All right, back up a little bit there. All right, so now here's what it is. The Bible says we're supposed to put on the whole armor of God and the shield of faith. Why? We're supposed to be able to use that shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the devil, right? Hello, are you following me? A bullfighter has a quiver, and he has these darts on the back of it. In this quiver, and he has a bunch of them, and they're darts. They're little spear-like things. And what he does is, as he says, okay, Toro, Toro, he takes that out, and he stabs. The bull tripped and fell, all right? Okay, You don't die till I tell you to die, okay? Now, what happens is the bull, every time the bullfighter says, Toro, and the bull comes, he takes the dart and sticks it in his back. You are not helping me well. When the bull comes by, Toro, Toro, Toro. Ole! Whoop! This bull's anxious to get killed, all right? What happens? The bullfighter, as the bull goes by, he takes those darts and he starts sticking them in the back. And there'll be a whole bunch of darts hanging off of that bull, and he starts bleeding. Now what happens? Listen, the way that the bullfighter destroys the bull is he can't take him on head to head. Now let me tell you this. The devil cannot take you on head to head when you got the armor of God. So what he does is he distracts you and starts throwing his fiery darts in your back because there's no armor there when you turn away. You know what the devil does? The devil will come to you and say, you know, you're such a good Christian that I can't fight against you. You're such a good Christian that I won't even take you on. You're such a good guy. I mean, you go to college, you read your Bible, you pray, you work on a bus route. You're a bus captain, boy. You're a division leader. You teach Sunday school. You work in a junior church department, and you are such a good Christian, I can't take you on. And so what he does, he says, I can't take you on, but he says, I have something here. He says, I have some YouTube videos here. And I know they're a little shady, and I know they're right, but you're such a good Christian, you can handle this. I can't take you. You're a good enough Christian. You can watch these things, those movies, this R-rated movie with the filth on. You're a good enough Christian that you can handle this. And you know what the devil's doing? He's going, Toro, baby. Toro, and he goes, you know what the devil does? He comes to you and he says, I can't take you on head to head, but you have the armor of God on. He said, and you're such a good Christian, I have this girl back home. Or I have this girl on the job where you work. Or there's this girl on the bus route. And I know she's not a very good Christian, but you know, you're such a good Christian. You're strong enough. You could date her and you could change her life. You could get her to come around to where you are because you're such. There's a young lady years ago at Hollis Anderson College, and she was dating a guy back home, and I said, she started dating him, and I said, is he a good Christian? Well, he's saved. I said, I said, does he go to church regularly? Well, he goes some. I said, young lady, you do not need to date this guy. She said, but he said he'll change for me. They always say that. I said, please don't do this. You are going to ruin your life. She goes, oh, no. She said, he loved me. He's changing. Now, let me tell you this, young ladies, listen to me. Those heathen guys, they want a sweet, submissive, beautiful girl like you. don't want the wild ones out in the world. They want you. And he'll tell you all kinds of things. Well, I'll change, or I'll be different. The devil sends him along and says, boy, look at this guy. Isn't he handsome? Boy, I tell you what, he's tall, dark, and handsome. I never had that problem. I was always short, white, and red-headed, all right? Never had that. Man, this guy, he is a hunk. Now, girls, don't worry about that. He'll be a chunk like the rest of us someday, all right? All right. Oh, man. Devil will say, young man, he said, you are such a good Christian, you could get this guy saved. You're such a good Christian, you could win him. You're such a good Christian, you could get him. Toto, baby, come on, Toto, Toto. Ah, he's kicked him in the back. Guys, he's going to send some girl along, and he's going to say, I know she's not the best Christian, but you're such a good Christian. You're a boy, she's going to have, well, I mean, she's going to be decked out. She's going to have that fancy makeup on. She's going to have those eyebrows that are so long, stand in the back of the class, and she can blink her eyes and wipe the chalkboard in the front. Amen? And she's going to have that perfume, come and get me number 5 on. And she's going to saunter up. Hello, big boy. The devil says, you're smart enough. You could get it. Come on, Toto, Toto, Toto. Woo! Now, wait a minute. The devil does all these different things. He says, okay. He said, you know, you're only home for the holidays just a little while. And you're a good enough Christian. You can miss church. I mean, one time, one Sunday, I mean, there's a lot of folks, they're not going to give, they'll get by without you. And you're a good enough Christian that if you miss a little bit of church, it's not going to hurt you. Toto, baby, Toto. And you know what happens, though? As the bullfighter gets the bull chasing the cape, there's nothing behind it. He keeps sticking him in the back with those darts. And the bull is bleeding, and he knows something's wrong, but he shakes it off. And just stand there, all right? I love this guy, all right. I'm gonna take you back to my church and use you, all right, amen? And here's what happens. The bull starts bleeding, and the devil will bleed you spiritually, and here's what happens. Everybody in the stadium can see what's going on. The bull is distracted and doesn't see it, but he knows something's a problem. And what happens, everybody in church, your pastor, your parents, your friends, they come and they say, man, I'm worried about you. I'm okay. I'm going to shake this off. I'm going to be all right. Now, let me just say this. Everybody else around you can see what's going on. And if godly people around you see what's going on and they bring it up to you, you better be on your guard. If your pastor says, hey, man, I've missed you at church. I'm okay. Is everything all right? I'm okay. Hey, you know, I'm okay. I'll be all right. I got this. And the devil's saying, yeah, you got it. You're a good enough Christian. You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. And he keeps bleeding you out little by little. And everybody else sees the blood. They see the spiritual lack of power. They see you going down, and they love you and they care about you. And they mention it. And your friend says, hey, man, are you going to be okay? Yeah, I'm okay, man. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'll get through this. I'm okay. Just going through some stuff. I'm okay. But what happens? The devil says, hey, look, you can be popular. You can work this job. You can make a lot of money. Who, you know, I mean, you're a good enough Christian. I know you were called to preach, but just think, if you're rich, how many people you could help. If you make all this money, just wait and see all the people you could influence, all the missionaries you could send to the field. Toto, baby, Toto, baby. You're dropping off on me here. Toto, baby. Get your hand up. Ole! Try it again. Toto, baby, Toto, baby. Now here's what happens. The whole time that the bull has been chasing this cape, the matador has been sticking the darts in his back. He's bleeding now. If a matador is really good, he can get one of those darts and go right into the spine. After he's bled him, after he's given him the show, he sticks it right in his spine, and the bull goes down and cannot get back up. Toto, baby, you're going down this time. Well, you're not dead, you're just down. Get up. Now, hands and knees. Like you're praying. I know you haven't done that much, but we'll try it. All right. On your hands and knees. And the bull tries to get up, but he can't. He tries to get up, but he can't. He tries to get up, but he can't. Okay, he can get up a little bit. Right there, all right. So the bull is down. Now, wait a minute. See, the devil will try to get you. And one day, he's going to get you chasing these things. It may be a girl. It may be money. It may be stuff on TV that you ought not be watching, or YouTube or something that you should not be watching. And the devil says, you're smart enough. You're strong enough Christian. Hey, you're a good enough Christian. I can't take you. So look at these other things. And what happens, the devil gets you going and he starts bleeding you spiritually. And eventually you get to the place where you're on your knees spiritually and you can't get back up. You're down. I know of a man who was a youth director. He started watching stuff he shouldn't watch. Started molesting children. You know what? I talked to him. I said, what in the world happened? He said, I never intended to do this. He just said, I thought I was a good enough Christian. I could deal with that stuff. I'm going to tell you, no one in this room, this preacher, Brother Douglas, the minister, no one in this room is strong enough to mess with sin. No one. The devil will try to get you sidetracked. He's going to try to get you to chase stuff. He's going to try to get you coming like the bullfighter does with the bull. Toto. And the bull comes and he starts bleeding him out. And he starts getting to where finally he's so weak. He's on his knees. He can't get up. Now the matador doesn't need the cape anymore. And inside the cape, there is a sword. And the devil will take the very thing that he's had you chasing and use it to destroy you. Takes the sword out, don't need the cape anymore. He walks over and he kills the bull. The bull's dead. Now, wait a minute. I don't know about you, but I don't want the devil to destroy my life. I don't want the devil to put me on my knees spiritually. I don't want the devil to knock me out. And therefore, what we have to do is when the devil says, okay, come on up again, we'll do Toro one more time. And the devil says, hey, man, look at this. And what you say is, uh-uh. Hey, look at this girl, uh-uh. Oh, look at this money, uh-uh. Oh, look at this show. No. I can't watch that. Hey, look at this video game. No. I can't do that. Oh, hey, look at YouTube. I got this thing and you're going to... No. I can't do that. You see, the devil knows he cannot defeat a Christian who stays right with God. So he tries to get you distracted with other things so he can destroy you with those. And sometimes some of the best Christians in the world are destroyed because the devil gets them going. Toto, baby. Toto, come on. Toto. That was pathetic. Toto. Javon, you've been great. Thanks. Let's give him a hand. Young people, I close with this. I've been in the ministry now for more than 40 years. I've been at it a long time, and I've seen a lot of great people, a lot of great young people who have been distracted by the devil, and the devil has destroyed them and ruined their life, and they have no influence for God at all. Don't let the devil deceive you. When he brings these things to you, just remember, you are not strong enough to toy with sin and win. You are not strong enough to follow with that sin, and when you will not, the devil will destroy you. Don't get distracted from the things of God over the holidays. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes in the Word of God. Keep your heart on Christ. And don't let the devil deceive and destroy you.